Welcome to the Vital Goddess Podcast, the place to be to embody the goddess you were born to be. I'm Diane Shepherd, certified Tantra coach with a specialty in the Taoist Jade Egg practice. I offer a mind, body, spirit, and trauma-informed perspective on Taoist and Tantric practices to help you heal your relationship to your sensuality, reclaim your pleasure, and tap into the life force power of your sexual energy, which is definitely not just about sex. It's the foundation of everything, your mental and physical health, your creativity, your joy, your vitality, and it's also a direct line to your unique expression of the sacred feminine. And what the world needs now more than ever are more women like you embodying the goddess they were born to be. You see, we're at a crucial point in human history right now. A new way of being human is emerging on the planet. And at the heart of that shift is the rise of the sacred feminine. How is the feminine rising in you? Let's find out. I am so glad you're here. Welcome to the show. Well, hello there, gorgeous. Welcome back to the Vital Goddess Podcast. It is always such an honor and a pleasure to have you here. So if you've been here before and you are back again, welcome back. And if you're brand new to the show, maybe never ever tuned in before, so thrilled to have you here. I hope you find something here for you, something supportive and useful. I'm just really happy to have you here giving it a try. And I hope you're having an amazing week. And if for whatever reason you are not, I hope this helps. So my work, my job, my sacred work in this world really is to support women who want to heal their relationship to their sensuality, really reclaim their pleasure, their embodied pleasure, so they can tap into this amazing life force, creative life force power of their sexual energy or erotic power, if you will, because it is the foundation of everything good in life. And I think it's the holy grail that maybe we've all been missing for way far too long. So I want to do my part to change that and support you in shifting that so you can really live, you know, your most aligned life. It could really create your life from the inside out. So we do talk about things like manifestation here as well. So if that sounds like your jam, if that sounds fun, I think you'll have a really good time here. So welcome. Okay, so let's dive in. I just poured myself, just a little sidebar here, poured myself an amazing cup of tea. I like to make my own herbal blends quite often. And so this one is Damiana, which is supposedly an aphrodisiac, which I'm always down for that. It's a nice, gentle, nourishing Mayan aphrodisiac. It's a beautiful herb. And I combined it with some hibiscus flowers and some rose petals and lavender and a little bit of local honey. So I'm just loving this. And as I was putting all that together, I said, why not just bring this in to record the podcast, right? Because it really does feel like a tea party when I'm recording these episodes for you. I really imagine you across from me because then I'm inspired to do it. It's really weird to just talk to a camera. I don't know if you've ever tried to do that, but I really do visualize all of you ladies out there. We're at like a tea party. And an old friend of mine, we used to get together for what she used to call a screaming tea party when we let it go too long and we had too much to share and we were just nonstop for 90 minutes, 2 hours. You know how that is with good friends. So yeah, I always think about that and it always makes me smile and laugh a little bit when I imagine this like tea party. I don't know, some of you are tuning in from Asia, Australia, Europe, United States, all over the world, even some from South America, the Caribbean I've seen. I can see this stuff on my stats, you know. So that makes me so happy we're having a bit of a global tea party here. So cheers. Okay, so in today's episode, I want to dive into the topic of people pleasing, because I think we hear a lot about this and it's a very timely topic, actually, because of what's going on in the sky with the astrology. So I thought it would be a really good time to talk about this through the lens of the work that I do around sensuality, around pleasure, around erotic power, around the goddess, and all the faces of the goddess that we explore in my work. Because I think it really is so key in healing any people-pleasing tendencies that we all tend to have, let's be honest, and it makes sense. I want to go into that first. It makes sense and why we should never shame ourselves or make ourselves wrong for that. But what I find to be true in my work and what I've seen happen again and again with clients is that when they start to do this work of really embodying their sensuality and really prioritizing their pleasure, their sensual pleasure, and using their skills to carve out that time and stand for themselves. So we'll talk about some archetypal energies in this episode of how we do that in my work. It's incredible how the people-pleasing starts to become less and less, starts to dissolve, and in its place just emerges a new, but I would like to say old, it's like a reclamation, she's been there all the time, of this more fully embodied woman in touch with her goddess energy, speaking her truth, living her truth, in alignment with her desires, and it's so magical to watch this process happen. It's very alchemical, actually. And so it really is in step with what's going on in the sky right now, astrologically as well. So I get to see this all the time of women doing this kind of work and naturally become much better at boundaries and much more clear on their desires and communicating them, which is, I think, the bomb. But astrologically, what's happening, we just entered into eclipse season. And so what that means, it's a time of abrupt change. So we're going to see, we just had a full moon lunar eclipse in Libra, and we are about to have a new moon going forward in Aries, which is going to be a solar eclipse. So what you need to know about that, without making this all about astrology, is that we are collectively being asked to let go of, release any more shadow side of Libra tendencies that we may have accumulated. Tendencies that really made sense as coping mechanism strategies. This astrology is really asking us to take a look at that, let go of some of those, or maybe all of those if we can, to release and step into a much more powerful, authentic, free version of ourselves that we were always born to be. Like, it's always been in there, is my take on it. It's not like you become somebody else, even though you can call it an identity shift, but really what it is a shedding. It's a shedding of the not you and giving space for the real you to emerge. And when she does, oh boy, that's when the party starts. So, oh yeah. So first and foremost, a shout out to my clients. You know who you are, who are doing this work. And I am in such awe of your courage, your radiance, your boldness. I always like to say that old Ovid quote, Venus favors the bold, 100%. This is bold work, but I've seen this going on in my containers as we speak. And you know who you are, women who are, you know, there's several of you really having a shift in this, and it's just absolutely thrilling, makes my heart sing. So just shout out to you, celebrating you, and celebrating all of you who I haven't met yet, and perhaps you're doing this kind of work and feeling that shift on your own as well. Yeah, this is the new earth that's emerging. This is the rising feminine for sure. Okay, so people pleasing. We're asked to release that under this astrology, and anything in relationships, it doesn't have to be romantic relationships. It can be relationships with our family of origin, siblings, parents. It could be relationships with coworkers, friends, any kind of relationship, even with our children, our grown children, or even our growing children. Any time that we really feel that we have sacrificed ourselves to make the peace, to get along. We're asked right now to really look at that and perhaps let some of that go. And again, maybe all of it go if you can. And I just want to start out by saying that this is exciting and it's also terrifying, right? For a good reason. So if you have felt yourself in those people-pleasing moments, tendencies, if you find these patterns in relationships, I want you to never, ever blame yourself. It makes sense. Myself being a triple Libra, it was my main go-to strategy for a long time in certain relationships, right? Every relationship is different. There'll be a different power dynamic. There'll be a different expression of you, right? So here's what I see online a lot, and it's really disturbing when people start learning a little bit about people-pleasing or fawning, if you will, more in the trauma-informed language. This is a trauma response, and this is a nervous system response. And it really made sense at the time, and it makes sense that it became a pattern. It's similar to saying, now that we know more about the freeze extreme, like, you know, shutdown and freeze in our nervous system when something really traumatic is going on, say like a sexual assault, for example, and people will say things like, well, why didn't you fight back when we didn't understand? You know, it's crazy, right? It's your body, you know, keeping you alive, shutting you down at the perfect moment that you needed it. And of course, it becomes maladaptive, but I think it's really hurtful to make any of that wrong and blaming ourselves, shaming ourselves for having any kind of freeze, but also for having any people-pleasing going on in relationships, because honestly, it makes sense. In the world that we've lived in, I'm sure it made sense to your nervous system to start to fawn or people-please. Otherwise, guess what? You wouldn't be doing it. So let's just take a moment. I'm going to take a sip of my tea on that one. If it's there, there's reason for it. So number one, I think we need to step out of that whole mindset of shaming and blaming and making it wrong. That's just going to keep us in this weird space with it where it kind of gets more stuck. You know, shame is a very heavy vibration, and that'll just keep us in that kind of spiral of it, really. And it'll be harder to heal from it. But what I found that really does work in healing these tendencies for good is, again, reclaiming our pleasure, healing our sensuality, really reestablishing our relationship with the goddess of love, Venus Aphrodite. So let's start there. Venus Aphrodite, the archetype of the goddess of love that exists in so many cultures under so many different names. These are qualities of the feminine that when we start to reclaim them, it really takes the need for people pleasing and fawning off the table, because we get stronger in our own nervous system. We get stronger with our what's called resiliency, and we can be that source of safety for ourselves. The work required to create safety for ourselves in order to reclaim our pleasure is in and of itself will start to heal any tendencies towards fawning and people pleasing. And then you'll be able to inhabit much more easily the part of your nervous system that I like to call the pleasure zone. In nervous system language, is called the ventral vagal state. So this is the place where you can digest your food properly, where you can receive pleasure more fully, where you can be curious, where you can be available for true connection and fun, curiosity, all the things we want reside when we are in that state. They reside in that state. And we can learn how to get there. We can learn how to stay there more often. And whatever happens in our lives, we start to see it through a different lens. It moves us out of the victim mentality of life is happening to us. And it really gives us the agency to move from that place of life is happening for me. And oh boy, how exciting is this? What is in store for me with fill in the blank, whatever it is. So in order to do that, we need to inhabit a certain part of us that is available for all of that. And doing work with sensuality and pleasure is my favorite way to get there. So let's talk about the five sacred codes, I call them, of Venus Aphrodite. Number one is radiance, beauty. When you start to inhabit your true radiance, when you start to allow your light to shine, this is authenticity, ladies. This is your true essence shining in your cells. This is your spirit in your matter. And when that starts to flow, guess what? There's no need to people please or fawn or betray ourselves in any relationship, because the truth is in the energy. The truth is in your vibe. You are a radiant being shining your light, and it, in many ways, it can take the need for some conversations to even happen, because it's such a vibe. It's a real powerful vibe. It's about your presence, right? Radiance, beauty equal presence in my opinion. So that's part of what we do in my work. I have a workshop, Reclaiming Aphrodite and the Five Sacred Codes. But that's the first code we talk about is, again, radiance / beauty. The second one is abundance, feeling your worth, feeling your wealthiness. Now, however you want to describe wealth, it might be actual money or just feeling that sense of worthiness just because you're here, just because you're friggin' here. You are so worthy and so loved, right? So guess what? When you start to claim that for yourself, that just... really kicks that people pleasing to the curb, doesn't it? When you just think about that for a moment, you're worthy, you're here, boom, there's no need to make compromises that are hurting you or selling you short in any way. So the third code of Venus is passion. So this is a really fun one. When women start to really claim this, it's incredible what happens. It really puts you in touch with your desires. And we go into this more deeply in another workshop around the dark goddess, where we really work with anger and rage and what pisses us off the most so that we can really get clear on our authentic passion and desires. You've probably heard me say this before, but a teacher of mine said to me years ago, rage is passion without a place to play. And I've been talking about that a lot lately. It's important because this is one of the codes of Venus that when you embody your passion, it's again, there's no need to sacrifice yourself. You know, you're clear on who you are, what you want. You are, your passion is running in your system. Not only is that going to feel good to you, it's going to feel good to anybody who's in relationship with you, who's healthy. Anybody who has your best interest and their own best interest at heart, anyone who loves themselves, when they see you and your passion, they're like, oh, hell yes. And again, shout out to my clients. You know what I'm talking about because you experience it, right? It's amazing. We are a force of nature. So that's another key one. So powerful. And the fourth code is our ecstasy or / orgasm, let's say. So when women start to do the work, and again, this starts with just claiming our sensual pleasure, but doing the deeper dive to really connect to your eros, to really start to cultivate intentionally your orgasm, your unique expression of orgasm. And I'm not talking about what culture hands us as a stress relief, friction-based style of orgasm. Nothing wrong with stress busting, but what we're talking about here is having the skill and the capacity to dive into this oceanic realm of wave-like orgasm. So this is your life force. And once you learn the skills to do that and you can embody that orgasm, it's a life force. You're running this life force energy, this eros, and it's unique to you through your whole system. And the way I teach this is we, you know, work with this cultivation of sexual energy, and then we learn to move it up what's called our core channel into our heart so that all this beautiful eros is fueling all of the love and all the giving and even all your creative projects that you put into the world, fueled from this deep root of sexual energy. How cool is that? And we also move this energy up into our third eye or pineal gland, where this eros is fueling your spiritual path. So we call these the three treasures in Taoist tradition and in Chinese medicine, your spirit, your love, and your eros. And really, in a nutshell, I guess you could say the embodiment piece of my work, what it's really all about is turning on all three of these treasures, really getting them online and harmonizing them. So they're all working together in harmony so that you can embody the most radiant magnetic expression of yourself. And when you do that, guess what? No people pleasing needed at all, right? Your presence speaks for itself. You are just running life force and you can't argue with that. So powerful. Yeah. So, and then the fifth code of Venus is love. And we're talking real love, authentic love. It's not about sacrificing yourself ever, ever. It never was meant to be that. So through this work, we, through many different practices, are reminded again and again that love is not something that we seek outside of ourselves. Love is who the F we are. We are love. I could say that with absolute certainty. And maybe you've had experiences where you've forgotten that. I'm here to tell you, you are love. And when you start to do the work of reclaiming your sensuality, healing that and healing your eros, letting this life force run through you, you know, turning on your radio, you'll just start to feel, oh shit, I am love. I am love. And once you know that, your people-pleasing tendencies, your fawning will fall to the wayside pretty quickly because, again, you can't argue with that. When you have that felt sense in your body and you wear that in your world, it's just almost hard to describe. I always tell my clients, it's like being in a Rumi poem. That's how I feel after being in live sessions with these ladies. I feel like I just stepped out of a Rumi poem because they are embodying love, the real deal, right? Not the wishy-washy Hallmark card version that we've been fed in culture. It's like, oh yeah, love can be all the things. It can be fierce. It can be ecstatic. It can be so compassionate, so alive, so loving and divine and surrendering and so many other things. So basically, once you start to reclaim Aphrodite, when you start to, again, heal your relationship with sensuality, because that's what we're talking about, right? Reclaim your pleasure and your eros. Yeah, it cancels out people-pleasing. I could say that with confidence. I've seen it myself and in so many of my clients. So if that's something that interests you, welcome to my world. If you're brand new, so happy that you're here. And I have a series of workshops or masterclasses that really address this. It's called the Deep Femme series. And the very first one is about reclaiming Aphrodite, where we go into the five sacred codes of Venus. And I walk you through a three-step process. These are my pillars: mindset, embodiment, and integration. And you'll learn more about that in that masterclass. But the first step is Aphrodite, right? Getting right with pleasure. And that could be a really beautiful place for you to really begin, especially if you are struggling a bit with feeling stuck in people-pleasing. You don't have to stay there. You do not have to stay there. It's not who you truly are. It's a coping mechanism, a survival strategy that you could be grateful for. It kept you alive, kept you surviving. However, you can start to create the safety within through pleasure to let go of the need for that and just let it go and step more beautifully, boldly, and freely into this version of yourself that you came here to be. I like to call it the goddess you came here to be, the goddess you were born to be. So in that Deep Femme series, there's the Aphrodite workshop. We also have one called Sacred Union, Romancing the Sacred Masculine Within, which again will super support you in all of this. We also have one called Falling in Love with the Dark Goddess. Again, really powerful if you have people-pleasing tendencies. That's going to help you really get clear on what your desires are, your core desires, your most passionate desires by coming through the complaint. The Dark Goddess will lead your way and really help you excavate a desire that you have under any complaint. So that's what that one's about. And the fourth one is about the sacred courtesan, which is really getting mastery in the sensual arts and really becoming a master manifester and also really rocking any relationship by becoming an amazing master of receiving. So it's really a lot about the power of receiving in that one. All right, my love, that's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And all the links are in the show notes. And I'll catch you next time. Take care. Thanks so much for tuning in. And if you're resonating with what I'm sharing here on the show, please share the love and pass it along. We need more women like you who are tuned in and turned on to their feminine truth. That's what it's all about. So I'd really appreciate it if you shared it with other women who you think would be like-minded and really interested in these topics. And if you want to take it deeper yourself, head on over to my website, shaktikaur.com. There'll be a link in the show notes, and you can explore what I've got there for you. You'll find a whole menu of options of how you can take this work deeper and really, you know, expand more on your own journey with this. All right, my love. Again, thanks so much for being here. I appreciate you so much. Take care.